Dozens of flights won't take off today. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Already, nearly 200 flights are canceled, and FlightAware says nearly 500 are delayed.
Some are calling this Airmageddon, the kickoff summer weekend of travel, turning into a nightmare at airports across the country, and the problems that keep coming now. Those taken to the friendly skies. Since Friday, there have been more than 13,000 delays, 1,241 cancellations.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Another grueling battle in Ukraine has ended with a Russian victory. Russia's defense ministry says the last Ukrainian-held city in the eastern Luhansk province has fallen. That brings Russia closer to its goal of controlling the entire Donbass region. What's being described as a possible triple murder-suicide is under investigation just outside Minneapolis. The bodies of three young children and their mother were pulled from a lake this weekend. Relatives became alarmed when the woman's husband was found dead at a mobile home park.
They were concerned about her well-being and the well-being of the children. And so they began tracking her cell phone, which led them to here and her vehicle.
Ramsey County Undersheriff Mike Martin. Later this month, a Florida mom will learn her fate after starving her young son.
39-year-old Sheila O'Leary of Florida is facing life in prison after her first-degree murder conviction last week. A Lee County, Florida jury found the vegan mother guilty of starving her son Ezra to death by placing him on a strict diet consisting only of raw fruit and vegetables and breast milk.
Fox's Laura Cantor. O'Leary's husband is awaiting trial on the same charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Traffic at our southern border isn't slowing down, and it could pick up even more now that the White House has won an argument that went before the Supreme Court. The court ruled the Remain in Mexico policy put in place under former President Trump should be abolished.
Really, this tells them, just come, be processed by Border Patrol, and wait for your court date in the United States. In 5 years, of course, we know they won't ever show up.
House Republican Kat Kamick. Supreme Court action on abortion has brought protesters to the homes of conservative justices. On Friday, in a letter, the marshal of the high court asked officials in Maryland and Virginia to enforce laws that she says prohibit picketing outside their homes. Demonstrators have been chanting, using bullhorns and banging drums. Both governors say they've asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to enforce federal statutes. Delivering mail has gotten more dangerous in one area of the East.
The U.S. Postal Service investigating after several mail carriers robbed in Washington, D.C. and Maryland. That's according to Fox 5 D.C. The agency says two mail carriers were held up at gunpoint Thursday, four more on Friday. Those happened in Northeast D.C. and Tacoma Park, Maryland. Thursday's incidents in Northwest D.C., Wheaton, Beltsville, and Columbia. Investigators say they have surveillance of two getaway vehicles in two of the robberies. The suspects haven't stolen mail as far as they know, but instead took personal and Postal Service property. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
A rock star who has spent years working on his sobriety is out of rehab. Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler is said to be doing extremely well and is looking forward to being back on stage. In May, Aerosmith canceled their Las Vegas residency after Tyler relapsed while going through pain management following surgery. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.